Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast brought to you by the Talking About My Generation news team, who are setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester.
Hello there. I would like to welcome you to the first of a new series of Talking About My Generation podcasts called A Cuppa with Carol. I'm Carol, and I'm inviting you to make yourself a brew, pull up a pew, and join me for a nice chat with some of the most friendly, interesting, and downright inspiring people to be found in Greater Manchester. We're starting off with a marvellous group called Inspire Women Oldham, and I'm going to invite them to tell us a bit more about who they are, what they do, in their own words. But first, I'll introduce these lovely ladies to you. I'd like to welcome Leslie, Pauline Potts, Pauline Coltman, Claire, and Sandy. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming to talk to us today. Leslie, I believe you've been with Inspire for a few years now, is that correct?
It is, yeah. I've been about 7 years now.
Oh, gosh, that's quite a long time. Would you mind telling us a little bit about the group, sort of broadly speaking? I presume you originally started meeting face-to-face, which is a novelty for us these days, isn't it? Can you tell us about how the group started, a little bit about it, where you meet, what you do, that kind of thing? That would be really helpful.
Yes, of course. That's why I started about 7 years ago, before we got the actual centre that we had recently. And I started on a programme called Finding Me, which was an empowerment and confidence programme. It ran for 6 weeks. And when that finished, I didn't want to leave. So I became a volunteer and started helping out with Inspire. We run confidence programmes and empowerment programmes, self-development, and we run wellbeing classes as well. So we do a little bit for everybody. It's open to ladies over 16. Any lady in Oldham can come. And at the moment, because we're online, any lady in Greater Manchester can join.
Oh, okay. So it's a broader offer open to ladies across Greater Manchester at the moment, and certainly the online.
Yes, now we're online. We can open it up a little bit wider.
Oh, that's great. And can you tell us a little bit, if you know, about how it started off?
I can. It started off with a lady called Sally Bonney, who's our founder. She went through a little bit of a difficult time in her life and decided that going down medication route and doctors and things like that wasn't for her. So she went to a park one day and wrote the programme called Finding Me, which was all about rediscovering yourself, your passion, your worth. Did a pilot scheme for the Job Centre where a group of ladies joined. And they were the original Inspire Women Oldham. They were the ones that said, we don't want to leave. There must be something else. So thinking on her feet, Sally thought of other things they could do, and they started to volunteer in the local women's refuge and places like that. And it's just gone from strength to strength, really. Ladies who attend sessions feel that they find the spark and they want to give back, and they become the next generation of Inspire, if you like.
It sounds like a really interesting and worthwhile thing to be part of. How many ladies approximately, do people come and go? Is it a sort of ongoing social thing?
We do have people that come and go. We have people that come and stay and give back and do some volunteering or become associates, as we like to call them. And we also have ladies that have gone on to do other courses or jobs or volunteering elsewhere. So the door's always open. If you choose to leave and do something else and you feel you want to come back, then the door's always open for anyone to come back to Inspire.
Okay, brilliant. So talking of doing courses, Pauline Coltman, I understand that you've fairly recently been involved with Inspire Oldham.
Yeah, I joined last September, and I'm so glad I did. I went on to a course called Taking the Leap, and I met all these lovely ladies who have welcomed me into their family, and it's a brilliant organisation, and I would employ any lady who is lonely or just needs anything to come and join, because they're absolutely, from the top to the bottom, amazing group of ladies.
Oh, great. And I understand you have a particular interest in physical fitness. Is that right? Especially during lockdown.
Yes, I have. Yes, I've always gone to physical and the gym and classes and all stuff like that. Yeah, and yeah, I'm still not well. I'm partly past my level 2 fitness instructor. I took some mock exams the other week and I did pass them. So I'm just gaining my confidence to do the real thing now. So hopefully I will do it.
Well done. That's brilliant. And have you done that under lockdown?
Yes, I did it under lockdown, yes.
Oh, right. You know, so you set yourself a real challenge despite all the challenges in the world conspiring against you.
It was very good because there was 5 of us on the course and it was great because the sports centres were shut to the public. So we could go into the gym and we had it all to ourselves. And it was just really good because I've always gone into the gym all my life. And when people go in there and you get your induction, then you go into bad ways. You go into your own set ways. But going on this course, I've been taught the correct way. And I now know what every machine does. And I know all the teaching techniques. And I now know what I'm doing right and what I was doing wrong, which, there you go, really benefited me.
Brilliant. I mean, lockdown's actually sort of offered you an opportunity in some respects that, you know, would have been slightly perhaps a little bit more awkward out of lockdown, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and I just want to thank Oldham Leisure Community Authorities that they had the faith in me to do this and they give me the confidence to do it.
Absolutely, and good on you. I mean, with it, talking about lockdown, Claire, if I can ask you, for you personally or as a group, how did you manage to keep your spirits up during lockdown and how did you find the group evolving perhaps over lockdown?
Well, I think we're a very close-knit group and it's been all together that's got us through. I don't think if we'd been on our own, and I can say this from my point of view, I would have coped as well, because I think living alone, loneliness is one of the things that's really come out of this. And without Inspire, no. So I had a word with Sally and I had an idea. And my idea was to put on some plays for the ladies. So what we did, we had a go and they were absolutely fantastic because without them, there wouldn't have been a play. So the support I got for that new venture was absolutely amazing. And it's something to revisit in the future. So, yeah.
So was that during lockdown you done these plays?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Well, it was to raise morale, really. And again, it was the coming together of like-minded women who just wanted a bit of fun. I mean, the first one, we got Sally, and Sally was there in a pink wig, and oh, she was marvellous. Pauline's been in some of them, and absolutely brilliant as the Duchess, weren't you, Pauline?
Definitely. All right. So were these bespoke plays, Pauline, then?
They were ones that Claire had done. They were. She drove them. She wrote the plays and she wrote what we had to say. And there was so much laughter. Absolutely hilarious, wasn't it, Claire?
Oh, yeah, on definitely.
On the day, everybody was viewing us. I'd got like a very posh dress on with, sort of, did I put a thing around me? I can't remember. a long cigarette thing. And then I played the Duchess, which I quite enjoyed. I didn't think I would, but I did. I don't think I'd be the same if it was on a stage. everybody eggs you on. Everybody's happy for you, aren't they? You're just brilliant.
So you actually did it on Zoom, did you? Brilliant.
Yeah, and luckily that was due to the people behind the scenes that we couldn't have done it without. I mean, Marianne is again, one of the ladies like Leslie, who's been at Inspire for a long, long time and helped to run it. And she did all the sort of backing of it, and Sally even did sound checks for us, and it really was a coming together. Everybody contributed, which you need, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's all about teamwork, isn't it? And especially when we're so separate in a way, you know, because of geographical distance and government guidelines, you know, that feeling of coming together must have been really, really lovely, I think. Yeah. And can I ask you on the quiet, Claire, were any of the characters in your plays based on any of the lovely ladies here?
Oh, now there's a revealing question. Is this recording?
Yes, you can take the Fifth Amendment if you choose.
No, not at all. The ladies were really good sports. I mean, we did a panto at Christmas.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, we did. And I played the Wicked Witch. I don't know why, but hey, somebody's got to do it. And everybody had a good laugh at that again. And I wouldn't say they were typecast, but what I'd say is with a bit of direction, we helped to get into character.
Oh, it sounds like you've had a really good time, you know, and yeah, you've all supported each other very yes, successfully. I understand we were chatting beforehand that, Sandy, you're quite involved in crafting, is that right?
Yeah, I only do it for my granddaughters and my grandkids. And I've got two, so they just said, right, can you make me a llama? I went, yeah, I can make a llama. And then he says, can you do this and can you do this? So I had a big long list of what I had to do. And then Gemma wanted something doing for her little boy because he liked Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry's always on in her house. So we had to do one for her. And the dog kept pinching the little mouse, so the mouse is in the little fruit ball as we speak.
Oh. And how long have you been with Inspire Women? For very long?
About a year and so much. I first come to Inspire via an early out lady. She come out and she seen me. She says, "You ain't staying in this room no longer." And I went, "Why?" Because she says, "Because you're not. I'm going to take you to Inspire. I'm not going to drag you to Inspire." Because I was suffering from depression and everything else. It got worse as the lockdown went on. It was something I needed to do for me. I started seeing somebody from the hospital for physical health problems because I've got a dodgy tummy and everything else wrong. So it's one of the things that got me doing something. And the lady more or less dragged me to Inspire. She says, "You will go." First day she took me, I was only supposed to be there half an hour. And I was there all day. I was teaching this lady how to sew. The day after when I went, the lady from early up says, "I'm coming to your house, come and take you Inspire." I says, "Why? I'm already here." And she says, "Oh, are you?" And I was teaching the lady how to sew, who's never sewed in her life before. I says, "Right, we're going to do it my way." I says, "Your fingers go near the needle. I'll just turn it off on you." And she says, "But I can't do it. I went, "You will do it." And she made herself a cushion and it was brilliant.
Well, good on you. So, you know, it's about that sharing of skills, isn't it?
You know, that's where it is.
So, Leslie, have you found a similar experience to Sandy that, yeah, you know, people help each other?
Yes. Inspire is definitely built on skills sharing. If you don't know how to do something, we find somebody who does and that person teaches the rest of the group so everybody's on an equal footing. So we do lots of different crafts and lots of different other activities like sewing, like painting, like drawing, creative writing, all that kind of stuff. And it's the ladies that teach the other ladies how to do those things. So it's definitely a skill sharing place.
That's good because it's all part of empowerment, isn't it?
It is.
You know, it's about feeling needed.
Yes.
And being valued. Yeah, that's right, showing that we've all got something to offer, isn't it? You know, even when we're, you know, like Sandy's just very bravely admitted she was at a very low ebb, compelled to go and help someone else to do something. That's really lovely. Pauline Potts, what sort of activities do you get up to? at the at Inspire Women, I hasten to add.
I'm not telling you anything else now. When I first went, I was in the same condition as Sandy, and I can't sew and I can't do this, but I did the courses and my confidence rose. Instead of looking away, I was looking at people talking. And in the end, when new people come and they were sort of the sessions were full, I'd take them and I'd give them a hand massage or I'd do the nails, something to make them feel special. And that's the way I contributed. But I don't know how Sally and the gang got Zoom up and running like this so quickly. They did it absolutely marvellous. Mind the whole shebang's absolutely marvellous. I went and I was so frightened I wouldn't be able to go back when I'd done my course. And I said, is that it now? I can't come again. She said, of course you can. So I've been going ever since, and I think I found some paper the other day. I think it was about 5 to 6 years now.
Well,
it's been quite a while. I'm part of the furniture.
And obviously both you and Sandy have spoken about, you know, depression or sort of being at a low ebb. I mean, obviously, us all going through lockdown, I think we all recognise that there's potentially going to be a real problem as we come out of, well, assuming we do come out of lockdown. I live in Bolton, so I'm not counting my my chickens too soon. But do you think there'll be more people kind of coming to your doors, do you think? Or do you, I mean, do you feel quite supported by the group and that, you know, you can see the value to other people, I guess, and that you're keen to encourage people to come in and get the same experience, I guess.
Well, online now, I'm seeing faces that I've never seen before, depending on what day I can go on. If you go like every day on a Tuesday and you suddenly go on Wednesday, you think, whoa, I don't know them people. before it went down, I knew everybody that came in. The reason I think that Zoom has done so well, and lots of women, I think it's up to 100 women now altogether, since Zoom have joined, or they're a part, now we're all 100 people. Is that it, Leslie?
We've got 100 members on Facebook.
Yeah, 100 members. So it's spreading, the word's spreading, but you can't meet a better set of ladies anywhere. I love them all. They're all brilliant. Everybody will help you. There's no bitchiness. And it's unbelievable. It really is. Absolutely brilliant. Everybody's lovely.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. And do you think, I suppose I'm being devil's advocate a little bit, do you think the wider that your net is cast, shall we say, the more people that you encourage along via Zoom or whatever, do you think that that will change the dynamic at all? Or do you think that, no, yeah. I see Leslie shaking her head there.
It won't be allowed to happen.
No.
It's a set way, and how people love each other and help each other. Anybody that doesn't want to do that then doesn't belong in Inspire, no. To put it bluntly. So
do you kind of have your own rules and regulations that, you know?
It's going to carry on. It's going to carry on, and it's going to be lovely, yeah.
And so Pauline Coltman is a relatively new sort of, though you're well settled now, did you feel sort of immediately at home, shall we say?
Yeah, how they welcomed me and loved me. Every single one of those ladies have absolutely been absolutely brilliant with me, and I, like Pauline says, I love each and every one of them, and if somebody's down, everybody's there with an encouraging word of support, and it just cheers you up.
Oh, that's great. And so I suppose a sort of question for whoever wants to answer it, really. How do you see the group, or have you talked about how the group will develop in a post-COVID world? You know, will you continue the online alongside something that I personally, being involved in community activity prior to the lockdown, it's something we've talked about from, you know, people's mobility or being able to physically get to sessions. And obviously, if you're attracting people from outside Oldham itself, how do you envisage, or have you talked about how things will move forward?
Yes, we have. Unfortunately, we had to take a really big decision to close our centre because we just don't have the funding to support it any longer. But what we will be doing is continuing with the online, which is, as Claire said, or Pauline, I'm not quite sure, it was done overnight, basically. We transformed onto Zoom the minute we found out we had to close the centre because we couldn't let any lady go through any of this isolated on their own. So what we've hoped to do and what we plan to do is have meetups. So we'll have some meetups in community settings as well as having the online platform. So we'll continue to do the online courses and the online classes and the get-togethers online so that, you know, ladies are connected with us. But we will do meetups as well. I'm not sure how often, but we will be, they're definitely built into the plan.
Did you have to give up the centre as a result of the lockdown, or was it sort of a funding issue prior to that?
Lockdown didn't help because we were having to pay for the building that we weren't occupying, and no funders will pay for a building that you're not occupying.
No.
So lockdown definitely didn't help, but, you know, it was a huge decision that we had to make, and we tried every avenue to keep the building because it was important for everybody. But we're not defeated, and it's onwards and upwards, and Inspire will carry on because it's not a building, it's a feeling, it's a people rather than a bricks and mortar.
That's a really important thing to recognise, isn't it? Coming back to you, Claire, do you feel the same sentiment that the group is going to evolve into something? It is still quite an exciting future ahead of you?
Well, I was just going to say Inspire was a building, but we are Inspire. And it's us that are the cement, and that's why we're the foundations. So wherever we are, Inspire is. And that's why Inspire goes from strength to strength, because of the women who go, feel valued, respected, and know that they're in a safe environment. And, yeah, that's why it works. We don't need the building. We've got each other.
No, but I mean, if the opportunity were to arise, would you welcome, you know, and the funding? who knows that's going to look
like? yeah, but I think that will be further on the line. Leslie has probably got more information on that than me. Is that right, Leslie?
Yeah, we're going to see how we go with the plans that we've got now. And I think we're going to make it a success no matter what's thrown at us, really. So the fact that we don't have the building didn't stop us when we had to go into lockdown. We went on to Zoom, we evolved. That's what the beauty about Inspire, it's always evolving. So it's never standing still. We don't have a book that tells us how to do things. We kind of make it up as we go along. We co-produce everything with the members and the ladies that are a part of Inspire. So whatever we decide to do, we decide as a group. So everybody has their say. Everybody is involved in that decision made. So it means that, as Claire said, everyone's valued, everyone's opinions matters, and you're all part of it from the bottom to the top because we're all equal. There's no hierarchy. There's no chief exec. There's none of that. We're all just women wanting to help each other.
And are you still sort of underpinned by the empowerment courses and things? Are they still continuing?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. They just evolve and change. At the heart of it, it's ladies having a great time, learning something new and learning how to value themselves, because we all come in to Inspire with a story and a journey. And it's just, as Pauline said, there's no judgment, there's no opinions about anybody else. Everyone's treated kindly and with respect, and that's why Inspire will carry on, because we all value that. We've all been to dark places. We all know how that feels, and we all want to make somebody else feel better.
Well, talking of dark places, I think we've all probably been in a little bit, even people who are in the best of spirits. I think this has been a particularly challenging year for us all, hasn't it? I know for myself, I have problems with my mobility, and I find it quite frustrating when everybody's saying, oh, I don't know what I'd do without my lovely walks in the countryside. And I would give anything to be able to go and have a leisurely stroll in the countryside and not have to be looking for a chair after 5 minutes, you know. You know, and so I feel very, I have had to force myself to go out. I mean, how do you all feel about going back into the real world now? Have any of you started, put a yeah. little tentative toe out there?
I have. I've gone back to classes at the gym. I've gone back to the gym. I've gone back on buses. Yeah. I think we've got to, haven't we? We've put a bit of normality back into our lives, even though it's a bit scary and sometimes you're not confident. I just think, well, you've got to do it.
Absolutely. What do you think, Sandy?
It's a bit scary, but the only place I go at the moment is to, like, the hospital apartment and back again.
Right.
And now and again nip into town if I need bits. But I make sure I go when it's not too busy because I don't like crowds anyway.
No, I found myself feeling quite uncomfortable sometimes if you go in a supermarket with narrow aisles. Do you find that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't like them. I do a lot of online shopping. It's so easy. I know it's better to talk to a person, but when you just want to get it done and dusted, then.
Absolutely. And then you can sort of face the world at your own pace in your own way, can't you? You don't feel you have to force yourself to go out. Although, as I say, I have felt, I wouldn't say that I've felt agoraphobic, but I've felt, I found it easier sometimes to kind of go, no, I'll stay at home. You go out, dear. Leslie, you.
Well, before I came to Inspire, I was agoraphobic.
Right.
I'd stayed in the house for about 5 years. So during lockdown, I felt really torn between the need to want to go out because I don't want to stay in the house any longer and the fear of actually leaving the front door. So for me, lockdown's been really particularly difficult. Going out now, we've all got something to look forward to next week. We're having our first Inspire meet outside. Some ladies are choosing to come, some ladies are choosing not to come. It's a little bit early for some ladies to venture out, but that'll be a big trial really to see if my front door actually opens the other way as well as coming in.
Well, it will, you gotta come.
Oh, I'm definitely coming. It just might take me about 3 hours to get ready.
Well, I've got to bring my scooter because I can't walk very far anymore because I've not been going out. Everything's seizing up.
That's so fine. I'm piggybacking on the back of it.
I have to get off for some walk so you can go on while I get off.
Well, I mean, that's it, Pauline. I found the same thing with the, I have osteoarthritis in the knees and everything's stiffened up, hasn't it? Because we've not been able to even potter about like you normally would.
I've got it everywhere. It's in my feet, it's in my spine, it's in my hips, it's in my hands. I've had operations on my hands, it's in my neck. I'm going to see an MSK in a couple of weeks to try and see if they can sort me out a few of the problems I'm having. But I've got another scooter, I kept falling off it.
Oh, no.
Well, we had to get rid of it. Then I kept falling last year. I had three really, really bad falls last year. And my son said to me, Mother, will you stop throwing yourself on the floor? But we was on holiday after the three falls, when the three falls happened. So we spent some of it in hospital trying to figure out what was going on. But they always say no broken bones, but everything underneath feels wrong. So I'm hoping they can tell me what's going on.
Well, that's
I am going on Tuesday and I'm going taking my scooter so we can share with her.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing, isn't it, with lockdown? You know, even the sort of underlying health problems, everything's delayed, isn't it? You know, if you had anything else going on. So, you know, you need that support more than ever, I think, of other people. At least it gives you something to focus on, doesn't it? And getting back out to see your friends and to feel that support again. So, Claire, how are you feeling about, you're all dressed up and ready to go by the
Well, to be honest with you, I had a disaster this morning. I have like a bridge across, at the top, and I dropped it on the floor, and I've smashed it.
Oh, no.
So that means I was rather worried I was going to have a gap. But I phoned up the dentist, and I've got to go on Monday, and that will be a bit of a trial for me because, if I'm honest, I've only been out for the injections. And when I had to dash to the door, that was my delivery from Tesco because I've not felt confident to go around a supermarket yet. But thanks to these lovely ladies who are gently going to push us, and I need it, I do admit I do need it, I will gradually come round to it because I know I'm with friends and I know that they will understand. And as Pauline said, they're a great bunch of ladies. And when you feel that you've got an army behind you, it's less scary.
It's much easier to do in a group, isn't it? That if you feel that they're waiting for you to be there and, well, you know, someone to welcome you rather than just having to go off and, you know, do it on your own and feel a bit kind of lost, really. But I think it is a... I think we've got difficult times ahead, but at least you've all got each other's backs. I'd like to just sort of finish off, really, unless there's any burning desires that you have to sort of raise anything else. I'd like to sort of finish off with saying, you know, we've focused a little bit on, well, quite a lot, on the effects of lockdown and things. But I'd like to ask you in turn whether you can think of any positives, you know, actual positives that for you personally or... Yeah, I think we'd focus on you personally, any positives that you can take out of lockdown. For myself, I, having had to stop all the community activity, I've always wanted to paint and never really had the time or the skill, the knowledge. I've never been taught to paint. So I decided that I'd have a little bash. And I actually started an online paint along Zoom group in October. And yeah, we're learning to paint together in acrylics. And I found a new thing to do. So I must admit, that's for me has been a massive positive that I feel sort of going forward. That I can sort of say, well, actually, lockdown was pretty rubbish, but I can sort of paint a little bit now. And I'm hoping that perhaps we can get together for the first time ever as a group in person, you know, and actually meet up all these people that I've chatted to on Zoom. It's a funny experience. So if I can go round, Leslie, have you got any positives to come out of lockdown?
I do, actually. With the backing of Inspire and the encouragement of Inspire, I self-published 2 poetry books.
Wow.
One at the beginning of lockdown and one later on in the year. So that's been beautiful. A dream of mine to be able to publish, to get my poetry into a book and for other people to read it. So that's been wonderful. And I've had 4 lockdown grandchildren.
Oh, wow. 4 lockdown grandchildren. So have you been able to see them?
I have, yes. Yes, I couldn't see the eldest one at the beginning because lockdown was much more stringent then. But since they've reduced the lockdown, I've been able to visit and see them. And we've done Zooms as well, so that's been, it's not easy doing a Zoom with a 2-week-old, but, you know, you try.
Oh, but well done with the poetry too. That's a real achievement. How about you, Pauline Potts?
It's just to say her poetry is absolutely beautiful. I've never read anything as good as that. Anything good? Well, my husband takes me out in the car for a run. At the beginning, we didn't go very far. We just went up the road a bit on the tops. And then he gets out the flask and the cups of coffees. And we just sit there having a cup of coffee. And then we'll get out and do a bit of a walk as long as it's not pouring down. But we've got a romantic side back going on there with the treats and... I got biscuits 1 week as well, so it's looking good.
Result.
I'll be talking there now.
You'll be wanting the 3-course meal next, Pauline.
I will, yeah. And what I really want is a big hug from all these ladies because we always all come and meet. And I have so needs of hugs. Andy. We need hugs.
Hopefully
what a Pauline
soon.
Hug.
So,
I want a Pauline hug.
Yeah.
Gives good so, hugs.
Big cuddle. Can't beat it.
So, Sandy, have you found any positives to come out of lockdown?
Yeah, I've been walking more. I've been getting out more, to be honest.
Well,
because when I was at the centre, it's the only place I used to go. And now the only place I go to is the hospital. But now I've decided to start walking a bit more. And now when Boris says to you, you have to stay in. And then you think, I've already stayed in a year. Why do I have to stay in all this more time? So he's giving me a year and I've already stayed in a year.
I don't know where you live, but have you noticed nature more? I know a lot of people have, you know, sort of talked about...
Yeah, the birds have come out more now.
Yeah, there's a less people...
And they have a greedy fat pigeon come out every single day, the same one.
and do you feed it?
Yeah.
Well, there you are. That's why it keeps coming back every day.
Yeah, it's the little birds I feed as well.
Well, thank you. And Pauline Coltman, I'm sure you've got lots of positives out of lockdown by the sound of it, but are there any more that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I thank goodness I can use Zoom, because to me, I don't have to go out of my house, but don't get me wrong, I will go out of the house because it's made me more independent because, as you know, I've got a visual impairment and sometimes when the weather's really bright, I really struggle and I've got to rely on people. So for me, it's been a godsend because I've not had to rely on people. So, I have started going out and mixing again with people because I love hugs and I love giving hugs as well.
Oh, Sandy, did you want to say something else?
It's another thing, and all. One thing we have learnt in lockdown is Zoom. Coming on Zoom and doing classes. I've done classes with Inspire, but I've been doing them with Leslie, the creative one.
Right, so it's a boon and a curse at the same time, isn't it? I don't know. I think the problem is because none of us knew it before lockdown, I think, and we all had to sort of jump in feet first. I think it's actually, you know, that connection is amazing, but when something goes wrong, none of us have the faintest idea how to sort it out, do we?
Yeah.
So finally, Claire, have you got any positives you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I think my positives are the fact that getting the plays going, because it was something Inspire had never done before and it seemed to be quite a success. So I will take that always with me. And the second one is my brother's bought me a bike. I don't mean a new bike, I mean a bike that he's got and he's given it me. And I can start getting out. So I think just the fact that I'm on the bike will give me that bit more confidence to come outside. But I'm a work in progress at the moment as far as that's concerned. But like I said, stay positive and I'll do it.
Do you have some sort of cycle lanes or parks and things that you can... You can start off with...
Well, I did have a benign brain tumour.
Oh, gosh.
So I've got a crash helmet. Yeah. And where I live, it's fairly quiet. So I'm just going to practice going up and down the street, to be honest.
I don't have a relationship with bikes. I've been on two in my life. Since I was a child, I've been on two bikes, one in Germany and one in Tunisia. And the one in Germany, I was sailing down a perfectly straight concrete road towards the border when I managed to kind of swerve straight off and hit a tree, ending in injury. And then when I went to Tunisia, I was on an island, no traffic for miles around, and another straight road, and I managed to hit another tree and did myself a serious injury on my knee. So bikes and I aren't happy bedfellows. I think it's having a 2-inch difference in my legs. I lean over to one side.
Oh, yeah.
Hey ho. We've all got our crosses to bear, haven't we?
Yeah.
So I'd like to thank all the ladies for joining me this afternoon. And I'd like to ask Leslie, would you mind giving us details of how, if people have been inspired by what they've heard today and they'd like to get involved or to get in touch?
Okay, so there's a couple of ways you can do that. We have an email address that I can give you now, which is info@inspirewomenoldham.com. So you can email any questions to there. And we also have a telephone number that you would get through to a lady called Marion, who's wonderful. And her number is 0796 917 4943. We also have a website, so if you look for Inspire Women Oldham, you'll find our website, and there's lots and lots of details on there.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much. Thank you again. I'd like to thank Leslie, Pauline, Claire, and Sandy for your time this afternoon. I've really enjoyed speaking to you. I'm going to go off and find out some more. Please join me for the next Couple with Carol podcast in a few weeks' time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest edition of the Changing the Record podcast. For all previous episodes and for the latest news, views and nostalgia for Greater Manchester, check out our website talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk.